For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Let's throw them doors wide open. Y'all can come on into my house, Rosie's house. Pour yourself a cup of coffee or a tall glass of iced tea. Grab a seat, turn your radio on, and let's get with it. We have accomplished already in today's broadcast. We have managed to cause all of you shed tears of patriotic joy. If you didn't hear the 7 a.m. hour where we interviewed Colonel Tom H. Kirk, then you've got to get to our website and grab that podcast and listen to it. We've already received during the 8 o'clock hour, we were getting texts on our phones and emails in our info mailbox about how can I get a hold of that man? Does he give any other presentations? Can I please schedule him to speak at my function? Well, Veterans Heritage is having a banquet March 7th, and he'll be the speaker at it. And you can go to veteransheritage.org and buy yourself a seat or a table. The number one item they're auctioning, the premier item they're auctioning at that banquet, is a one-on-one sit-down dinner with Colonel Kirk and his wife. That would be an unbelievable experience. So we got you crying patriotic tears in the 7 o'clock hour, and then we got y'all crying of starvation with the Farm Bureau in the 8 o'clock hour talking about breakfasts. And we've just got the show started.
And we're going to have you crying this hour because we're talking about HOAs. I'll take a back seat for this one because I learned a long time ago, if you don't have anything nice to say, keep your mouth shut. Well, so on the topic of HOAs, I don't have a lot of input this hour.
Now, with all that said, we do have some kind of little technical glitch working. Ordinarily, you can call us on a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. But that connection seems to have gone a little haywire. So if you'd like to join the show, and it is a call-in question and answer talk show about any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin, let's fix it up. Let's maintain it. Let's do whatever you want to do in, about, and around it. We'll put our experience of building and remodeling in Arizona for the last 50 years, we'll put all that experience to work for you right at your own home. You want to give us a call today at 602-277-5827. Let us know what you're working on, and we'll put our experience to work for you, trying to help you get a project started. We can think through it. I can talk budget numbers with you. Or maybe it's a project that's just stuck and you need some kind of little encouragement to get it wrapped up.
You know, when we started, that number didn't have a 602. That was before they broke Arizona into three area codes.
That's right.
It was just 277 KTAR.
That's right. Well, we are talking HOAs, and Romy does have a really unfair bias opinion against them. Now, that might have something to do with what he has in his yard. Nine horses.
Ten.
Ten horses. How many heads of cattle?
Eight.
Eight heads of cattle. How many goats?
Three.
How many chickens?
14 right now. It was 17 at the beginning of the week. Still got to figure that one out.
Well,
something found where I can get an easy dinner in the middle of the night, and I haven't caught it yet, but I'm going to get it this weekend.
It would be hard to put all those inhabitants into an HOA, that's for sure. But one thing, according to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, curb appeal, which is our topic for the whole month of February. You'd know that if you had one of our free calendars. You can go to info@rosieonthehouse.com and request one. If you already requested a 2019 one, you're going to be sent a 2021. But in February, we're talking curb appeal. And you can't hardly talk curb appeal without talking about HOAs. And this article in the Wall Street Journal talks about a good curb appeal can have a positive influence on the value of your home to the tune of 7 to 14%. So if you're in a median priced home in Arizona at about $250,000, good curb appeal, a well-kept yard could be worth an extra $14,000 to $20,000, $22,000 in appraisal value of your home.
And I think appraisal value is key there, because that's if somebody's interested in buying. Your curb appeal could be so ugly, it doesn't matter what it looks like. They're not even interested.
Yeah, that's for sure. And that's where HOAs come in. Because in this article in the Wall Street Journal, it talks about neighborhood care and what that could do to the value of your home. It's a hard number to measure. But if to get to your home, you have to drive by that one house that's not well maintained or kept up, what does it do to the value of your home? We have a home kind of at the entrance of our subdivision, and we don't have a HOA either, that has been in a demolished state of destruction for 15 years. No one's lived on the property. They tore 99% of the house down. They left 8 foot of a masonry wall up and the slab. And it's been like that for 15 years. Now, what does that do to the value of my home? Kind of hard to tell. You can't get to my house without driving past what looks like a bombed out property. So that's where HOAs come in. And we hear a lot of horror stories about how hard they are to deal with. But I can tell you this, after remodeling in Phoenix and Scottsdale primarily, we do some in Mesa, Tempe, Chandler, and Gilbert, and Glendale as well, but most of our work is Phoenix and Scottsdale, I've had very few negative interactions with homeowners associations. You abide by the rules, which you sign when you buy the house. You abide by the rules, and then as a remodeler...
That's the hard part for me, the rules.
Yeah, I know. We're getting ready to start a project up in Tatum Ranch, just south of Cave Creek, and it's in a subdivision, and the HOA says you will put a dumpster on the property, you will put a J-John on the property, you will not post a Rosie Wright remodeling sign, and you will be done in 90 days, and you're going to post a bond to make sure there's no damage incurred on the property from your concrete trucks and your delivery trucks. That's all fair. I'm fine with all that. So you have to sign off on that and agree to it, and of course we did. So HOAs can be your friend. They don't have to be, you know, an antagonistic relationship. I'm kind of a big fan of them myself in the right setting. I don't know that eventually I'm sure I'll end up in a HOA. But right now, I just like a little bit bigger pieces of property that generally don't fall into improved subdivisions. And they give you a little room to roam. But that room to roam is also room for weeds to grow, room for sprinkler systems to go bad, room for gophers to eat up your garden. And there'll be a time when I'm not going to want to put up with all that. But, you know, and according to a recent article in the Arizona Republic, is Metro Phoenix is the hottest housing market in the nation.
Wow.
In the nation. Your values are going to go up another 4 to 5%. Projected in this next year. Now, there are other cities like San Francisco, Portland, Houston, New York, Dallas, Nashville, Salt Lake City, Charlotte, Washington, D.C., that have all plateaued. They're flatlining. But not Phoenix, baby. Not only are we the hottest housing market with ongoing appreciation, but we're also still the fastest growing city, fastest growing county in the country. So, With all that said, much of this is occurring in subdivisions that are patrolled and policed by homeowners associations for the sake of maintaining the value of the entire subdivision. So you don't have that one homeowner that's allowing the yard, leaves the trash can out, you know, week to week, and just carries the trash can out to the black can on the curb. And he leaves it out there 365 days a year, never pulls it in next to his house. It's out there on the sidewalk the whole time. But you see him walking white bags of trash from his garage door out to that. He looks healthy enough. He could bring the can in, but he won't, and he doesn't. I've moved it halfway up his driveway once or twice in the early mornings just to see if he could get the idea, but he hasn't.
It hasn't clicked on
but
it.
But an HOA would stop that nonsense. And there are, years ago, about 10 years ago, one particular subdivision, one particular HOA that we do a lot of work in, we do a lot of work in the McCormick Ranch and the Scottsdale Ranch areas. Scottsdale Ranch, when it got to be about 15 years old, their homeowners association got together and said, you know what? When we built this place, we had limited palette of colors. We had limited number of things you could do to the front of your house, limited number of things you could do with your landscaping. Let's update those standards so our subdivision doesn't begin to have that dated look. And they were the first HOA, Property Management Association, that I was aware of at the time that actually got together and took a hard look at what do we have to do to stay up to date.
You know, another thing, HOAs are awful picky about where you park. I got too many vehicles. I'd need half the street to park everything in.
Well, it's like at my house when we have parties, they think I'm a satellite sales office for Sanderson Ford. Every single vehicle out in the parking lot at my house has a Sanderson Ford license plate frame on it. We've only bought vehicles at Sanderson Ford for about the last 25 years. And I want to encourage y'all, if you're in the market for a good vehicle, go to sandersonford.com. You'll enjoy getting in your car and driving to the dealership in Glendale, but get on sandersonford.com. I mean, you can look at the new inventory. You can look at the used inventory. You can look at the certified inventory. You can get pre-approved. You can even buy the car online at Sanderson Ford. You'll never regret doing business with the Sanderson Ford family.